This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
green bass tumble. Yep. Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class today. It's 12, it's about 10 degrees warmer than it was a couple days ago in the studio. It's up to 62. Heat here at the farm is running full tilt. We're up to 62. And, you know, I'm not complaining. I think we're doing really well compared to a lot of places in the United States of America. So today it's tips from the book. And if you'd like to call in, if you have a tip, or if you want to add, subtract, multiply, or divide something that I've said as a tip, feel free to do so. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. But, you know, don't get a side wobbled. Yeah, I really don't want to get off the topics that I plan on talking about, which are tips that you can use. I'm going to talk about automotive tips. And I'm going to be talking about the weather. And I'm going to talk about heating. And I'm going to be talking about, you know, antifreeze, things like that. And the reasons why I want to do this. And this is USA Prepares. This is what we do. And this is what I would prefer to talk about today. Jason, thank you for engineering the broadcast at GCN, Genesis Communications Network, the powerhouse in communications. That's not their words. That's my words, the powerhouse. And so you go out to start your vehicle. First of all, you shouldn't start your vehicle in these freezing temperatures, you know, when it's like zero. Less than zero, you know, minus. The reason is the fluids are all cold, freezing cold. The fuel's cold. The power steering fluid is cold. The transmission fluid is cold. The engine oil is cold. Everything's cold. And the plastic parts are all brittle, more brittle than they are when they're at normal temperatures, like 70 degrees outside, 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So you start your car, and it's brutal on the starter, it's brutal on the battery, it's brutal on everything. And your oil pump in your engine is trying to pump that engine oil, that lubricating oil, when it's like molasses. It's like that thick. And it's hard on the seals. There are camshaft seals. There are front and main bearing seals. There are transmission seals. There are power steering rack and pinion seals, their power steering pump seals. There are seals that hold the hoses together, power steering hoses, automatic transmission fluid hoses, all kinds of seals. And because the lubricating oils and fluids are more viscous, more dense, more resistant to flow at cold temperatures, the pressures go up. The oil doesn't want to go through the oil filter. All kinds of pressures increase, and the likelihood of seals failing is really high. So the last thing you want to do is go out unnecessarily when it's cold, like, you know, minus 11. But people have, and what they've found out was their cars won't start. And one of the reasons their cars won't start is because they've been using government-approved fuel, which is gasoline mixed with food. Well, not really food. Alcohol derived from corn. Some, I think, lobbyists have bribed our alleged representatives into putting alcohol into gasoline, about 10% at least. So just about all the gasoline that you buy has alcohol in it. And alcohol has, and when they tell you that it's really good for the environment, it's cleaner, you get more power. Well, you don't get more power. You get less power, less horsepower. Now, how do I know that? Well, I know for two reasons. Number one, back in the late 1960s, early 1970s, when I built race engines and raced my own cars on the track, I added alcohol to the fuel to see how it affected performance. And it affects performance negatively. So if you think that you can add alcohol and get more horsepower, it's nonsense. Right? I mean, I've proven it to myself. I've proven it on the track. And I know for a fact that you'll get less performance. As a matter of fact, you'll lose races if you do that kind of stuff. All right. So that's one way I know. Another way I know is if you look at these flex fuel cars and you look at the, you can use, let's say, 85% gasoline and 15% alcohol. If you look at those cars, you'll find out they get fewer miles per gallon than the cars that use gasoline. And the same cars that you can switch between higher content alcohol and lower content alcohol in the same vehicle, you'll get more miles per gallon with less alcohol content. So that kind of tells you very clearly that you're not going to make more power with alcohol, or more horsepower or more torque with alcohol in increasing concentrations. So the federal government, through the help of, I believe, bribed Congress critters, has mandated that alcohol be added to gasoline at 10% content across the country. And that's what you're putting in your tank. Now, there is one good benefit. There is one. But we're wasting corn, that's for sure. And we're getting fewer miles per gallon, and we're destroying fuel systems, and we're the alcohol is eating the carburetors of lawn and garden equipment, like, you know, rototillers, chainsaws, things like that. And so now carburetors are becoming a standard maintenance item. So what do? You clean the air filter, you change the oil, you replace the carburetor, which is ridiculous. The changing the oil is normal. The cleaning the air filter is normal, but the replacing the carburetor, it's ridiculous. When I was growing up in the back in the 1960s and 50s, nobody replaced carburetors because it was a maintenance item. Carburetor lasted the life of the equipment. Carburetors lasted the life of the vehicles. Not anymore. Because the alcohol corrodes the aluminum parts. And what are carburetors made out of? Aluminum with a small percentage of brass parts. Maybe a few plastic parts. But as a, in terms of content, I would say at least 95% of a carburetor, at least, is aluminum. Almost 5% might be brass, and maybe less than 1% plastic. So the fuel is destroying the fuel systems of cars because the government mandated alcohol being added to gasoline. Worse than that is when you try to start your vehicles, and people around here in our neck of the woods in Missouri are having a lot of trouble starting their vehicles. Why? Because they don't want to start. Because it's so cold. Why? Because the alcohol gasoline mixture that comes out of the pump at the local gas station or stop and rob station has 10% alcohol. It doesn't volatilize as well as gasoline. So cars won't start. Now, let's say you had an emergency. Let's say you had to get to the hospital and you put your key in ignition and you go to take that person to the hospital and your car won't start. Whose fault is that? Long pause. Whose fault is that? You thought it was going to start, but nobody told you. Nobody, it doesn't say on the pump, caution, your car may not start in cold weather. Does it say that on the pump? No. Why? Why is there no warning? People have been taken by surprise. We got a call from a neighbor And yesterday, neighbors said the tractor won't start. Well, it's hard to start tractors right now. It really is. It's so cold that the diesel fuel in tractors turns into like a gel, like gelatin almost. Now, you don't have to do anything when the weather warms up. It'll all go back to normal. You don't need to clean it. It'll all turn from gelatin back to diesel fuel when it starts warming up. So when we get to about 40 degrees, these tractors will start running again. But the neighbor did all the normal things. And this neighbor is a mechanic. He knows how to service and repair diesel engines and equipment. He's a pretty bright guy. Well, his diesel tractor won't start because the fuel has turned to gel. Now, where is it gel? In the tank, it's gel. It's in the fuel lines. It's in the fuel injection pump. It's in the fuel, high-pressure fuel lines, and in the fuel injectors themselves. So his tractor won't start. That's not such a big deal, except for the fact that he needs the tractor to feed the cows, because the ground is covered with snow and the cows can't find the grass, because there's 8 inches of snow on top of the grass. So he wants to take the hay that he's got, and he wants to feed that to the cows, but he has to get it out of where he stores it and unroll it and feed the cows. But he can't, because the fuel has turned to gel. Now, why is that? I don't really know. I can speculate, but I can tell you that fuel normally, diesel fuel, turns to gel as it, when it gets colder. But what we do is we added a half a gallon of, by the way, do your own research. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything I say. We added a half a gallon of gasoline to about 10 gallons of diesel in the tank of our tractor. Okay, we got it started, and we had to use starting fluid. And we didn't have to go to the store and buy it, because we know that when it gets cold, it's really hard to start diesel engines. So we have starting fluid at the ready, here at the farm. Why would we not have that? Costs maybe $1.50, $2 for a can. Why would we not have that ready? Why would we think that, you know, well, they'll have it at the store, we'll go get it? Well, it's at the ready. And we've used starting fluid in the last 10 days to get our tractor started because it's that cold. But the fuel in our tractor did not gel, because here's what we did. Before it got really cold, we added a half a gallon of gasoline to 10 gallons of diesel fuel. The tractor started, and we slowly poured in the gasoline to the tank, that the tractor's fuel tank, that has diesel in it. Now, what happens with a diesel engine and gasoline engines is that the fuel that's unused, that's pumped from the fuel tank to the engine area, whatever's not used is sent back to the tank. That means it's a circular path. That means that fuel's moving. So if you add gasoline slowly to your fuel tank, as long as you have, you know, at least two-thirds of a tank of fuel, these are my words, two-thirds of a tank, I don't think there's any scientific number, but two-thirds of a tank of fuel, you add it very slowly, the gasoline will mix with the diesel fuel, and the vibration of the tractor will stir in the gasoline for you, because the last thing you want to do is dump a full shot of gasoline into the diesel injection pump, into the fuel injectors, into the combustion chamber, and cause an explosion and destroy your engine. You don't want to do this. You want to eat very, very slowly and carefully.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly. Fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So the board of directors has approved using the call screen today. Board of Directors of USA Prepare. So if you'd like to call, 866-582-9933. Well, let's stay on topic, okay? Preparedness, surviving the cold weather, that kind of thing. So I've been talking about adding gasoline, plain old gasoline to diesel fuel, about a half a gallon to 10 gallons of diesel. And you can do that with a diesel car, diesel truck, but beware that gasoline does not have the lubricity necessary for the diesel fuel injection pump. So it's not a good idea. But if you're in a situation where you absolutely have to use the equipment, it works. Okay. And so our neighbor called and can't feed his cows because he can't get his tractor started because his fuel has turned to gel and he's changed the fuel filters and all the normal things that you would do. It still won't start. So he wanted to hire us to help him get his cows fed. And here's our position. If you need help keeping your cows alive, we would be delighted to do it. There's no charge for that. That's what neighbors do. Neighbors help neighbors. But if this is an ongoing thing that's going to, you know, run for a year, you know, through the summer and all that, then there would be some kind of reciprocal compensation. But to get him out of a jam, we'll be delighted to help him. Kind of like, but, you know, when you contrast that with that car that was stuck down at the bottom of a ice-covered hill, that I talked about. That's different. Okay. Taking a car out in dangerous conditions like that and getting it stuck and then turning that into our problem, that's different. We're not going to risk life and limb in a situation that involves carelessness and recklessness. But in a situation like the cows not being able to be fed because his tractor won't start, we'll be glad to help. Now, what did this guy do to try to prevent it? I mentioned that he's a mechanic. Well, he put in all the additives that you would normally want to put in, but they didn't work. Now, what's the difference? Why is it that his diesel fuel has turned to gel and across the road at exactly the same temperature, ours hasn't? I don't know. I don't know. When we buy diesel fuel, we buy premium diesel fuel. We buy diesel fuel that is treated for these awful temperatures and has more lubricity in it. Maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I don't know what he bought. And actually, I don't even know what we bought. I mean, we believe we bought premium diesel, but do we really know? I don't know. I really don't know because I don't have the equipment to test it. But I do know that we're not having a problem. But we also prevented it from being a problem, the gelling situation, by adding gasoline. I don't know if you can hear that tap, tap, tap. There's a woodpecker right outside the studio who thinks that he's going to be able to drill a hole through the stone. I guess he's going to get a headache before he's done. But anyway, that's what's happening right now. He knows it's warmer in the studio than it is outside. It's pretty cold outside, about 14. All right, so that's the story on gasoline with alcohol, diesel fuel being gelatinous because of the cold temperatures. And do your own research. Look it up and do some reading for yourself. I just gave you the thumbnail sketch, a primer on how all this works. Next thing is antifreeze. Well, in October, we have a lot of equipment here, a lot of radiators, a lot of engines. Some are gasoline, some are diesel, some are air-cooled, some are liquid-cooled. Most are liquid-cooled. The ones that are liquid-cooled use antifreeze. And we have a hydrometer. And what it does is you squeeze this bulb, and there's a plastic see-through cavity. And there's a pointer and a dial that says, here's how much your coolant is resistant to freezing. I give numbers like 0 degrees, minus 10, minus 20, that kind of thing, plus 10, plus 20 Fahrenheit and Celsius. So we withdraw antifreeze and test every piece of equipment. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, the shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Disgraced former U.S. Army Sergeant Robert Bergdahl, who was court-martialed in 2017 after being accused of abandoning his post in Afghanistan and endangering fellow service members, has filed a civil lawsuit in an attempt to overturn his conviction. The court filing, submitted Wednesday in U.S. District Court for the District of Columbia, names the defendants as President Trump and the late U.S. Senator John McCain. At his sentencing hearing, Bergdahl had requested a dishonorable discharge. Facebook said Wednesday that it is censoring content, this time inside Australia. The behemoth social media platform is blocking news stories created in Australia. In addition, Facebook users elsewhere will not be able to view or share news stories from Australia. The response is to a proposed legislation that would force the social media platforms to pay Australian news organizations for content. Italy's Mount Etna, Europe's most active volcano, erupted on Tuesday. No injuries or deaths have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Recent hacks into federal government computers was far worse than reported. USA Radio News' John Clemens has more.
Experts have described the hack as one of the most devastating cyber attacks ever perpetrated. Ann Neuberger is the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and for Emerging Technologies.
As of today, 9 federal agencies and about 100 private sector companies were compromised. So the scale of potential access far exceeded the number of known compromises.
The hackers gained access to servers belonging to network computer management software maker SolarWinds, inserting dangerous malware that was then downloaded by at least 18,000 customers of the company, including the U.S. government. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
A supply chain attack on Microsoft Cloud Services provided the attackers with the conduit to breach their victims. Atlanta, Georgia officials are telling basketball fans to stay away. USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
Atlanta's Democrat Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has a message for NBA fans. Stay away from her city. The Atlanta mayor urging fans not to visit the city around the time of the NBA All-Star Game festivities. The NBA recently announcing that the annual Best of the Best game will be played at State Farm Arena on March 7th. The event is expected to be closed off from the general public. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Okay, just me today, and got an email from a gentleman by the name of Joe. Last name begins with the letter B. Joe, I want to thank you for this email. I'm going to read it. It says, hi, Vince. Your show of February 17th with Gwyneth Isaacs. Hearing just part of the show, I would like to know if you can tell me or help me get a money order to her. I have no idea how to do that. U.S. to Australia, money order exchange, etc. I know she lives a hard life, and I would like to help her at this time of need, if only a little. Thank you, Joe. Wow. You know, one of the things that we don't do here at USA Prepares anymore is, we don't we don't ask for donations. You know, many years ago, there were people who were in tough situations and they abused it. So I cut that out really, really quickly. And so what I did, Joe, is I sent a copy of your email to Gwyneth. And she will communicate with you directly. But I think that was very, very kind of you to offer to assist her in her time of need. I really, really appreciate that. And there are some kind people out there. They're few and far between. Most people are takers. And you have to wonder where, all of these benevolent people like Bill Gates, where is he? Where is he in the time of need when people are freezing to death? Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these multi-billionaires racing to claim to be number one, to earn more money. And the only way they can do it is through either deception or taking a lot of money from little people or working with the government. And so while Jeff Bezos is in the area of bankrupting the United States Postal Service because of special deals that he gets for his Amazon company, some people could say, well, that's really smart. He worked it out. Other people might say, how awful, how unlevel the playing field is. The rest of us are subsidizing Jeff Bezos' wealth. And then you have Bill Gates, who sells a defective operating system and then charges you for the upgrade or the update, or then stops supporting the software that you bought, that you thought you owned, that you only had a license to use. Or Elon Musk, who wants to bore holes in the atmosphere to go faster, 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 or bore holes in the earth to go faster, faster, faster through subway-type tunnels. By the way, the things that Elon Musk is trying to do, all of them have been done before. The electric car, I saw a 1906 electric car. I touched it. I saw it. He's not the first guy to have an electric car. There have been plenty of electric cars. By the way, how would you like to have an electric car right now? You know, cruise around Texas? Oh, would you be able to charge it? I read an article that said if you were to pay the current high peak price for electricity and you want to charge up your Tesla, it'd be $9,000 worth of electricity. Now, of course, that's an exaggeration. Of course, that's peak prices. I mean, that's not the norm. However, do you really think that what we're seeing right now, not enough electricity, not enough natural gas, refineries shutting down, do you really think that adding an additional load to the grid is a good thing? Do you really think so? Do you really think the grid can support it? If you look into what's happening in Texas right now, you will find out that they can't get the electricity. You know, there's two kinds of ways of looking at electricity. There's power generation, you know, generating that electricity, and then there's the distribution of it. So I ran for for the board of directors of an electric cooperative that just had the distribution side of the business. You know, the power poles and the wires and that kind of thing, transformers, meters. But they didn't generate it. They bought the electricity from another company, and they just sent it out through the cooperative's wires and transformers, etc. And they maintained it. But in Texas, what they're saying is, yeah, the wires are okay. They're not falling down. The ice hasn't taken them down yet, or at least most of them are still up. The problem is putting the electricity on those wires. They don't have enough. They don't have enough. Why? Well, a lot of reasons why. Because the natural gas that comes out of the ground contains moisture. Naturally, it contains moisture because there's moisture in the ground. Well, when it comes up, that moisture tends to freeze. So at that well head, where it comes out of the ground, it's so cold that it's freezing at the well head and it won't go any further. Now, why is that? Because the guys who approved the engineering designs didn't allow for, these are my words, this is my hypothesis. I don't have any proof of this, I just believe this is the case. The guys that approved the designs at the highest level of the corporation said, it's never going to freeze here, so we don't have to worry about the moisture freezing at the wellhead, so we don't have to provide insulation from the freezing temperatures. So now the gas, the natural gas coming out of the well with the moisture, freezes, and the freezing moisture blocks the flow of natural gas. Now, where's that gas go? Well, some of it goes to power generation plants. So they don't have the natural gas to run the power generation plants to send the electricity down the line to the villagers. And then if you look at some of these drone videos and photographs and images, you'll see that downtown in Texas, the skyscrapers are all lit up. The parking garages are empty, but they're lit up. And yet the surrounding area is dark. No electricity. And people might say, why is that? Well, it's because of a couple things, I believe. Number one, if they shut off the electricity to the city, then the water mains in the city skyscrapers will burst. And nobody will have any water. Well, most people are having water problems anyway out in Texas. So they don't want to shut off those buildings because they know that those guys are going to pay their taxes. Those guys will pay their bills. But Joe Doakes, who lives in the village, is struggling. He lost his job because of the corona panic, and he can't pay his bills. He can hardly feed himself. People are defaulting on their mortgages, their rent payments, and they think, I'm thinking at the highest levels of corporations, what would the king do? If you're a king of a corporation, what would you do? He said, well, let's just send electricity to the skyscrapers because they always pay your bills. And that's where City Hall is. And that's where the police departments are. And that's where the hospitals are. Kind of a mess, right? So the villagers are left out in the cold. But, you know, when it warms up, I think the villagers are going to go, first thing that's going to come to mind is baseball. And Lucille. And I have a feeling there, some of the villagers are going to, when they think about some of the people who were impacted, maybe some of the people in their families who have died because they believe that the electric grid was, you know, resilient, they're going to want to play baseball. I'm not recommending it, but I'm thinking, boy, people are going to be just frosted. So what would I do? Well, if it were up to me, I would have a really tall stack of pink slips. And I would be firing every member of the board of directors of every corporation that was involved in this morass. I'm talking about the natural gas companies. I'm talking about the electric utility distribution company. I'm talking about everyone, starting with them and going all the way down to the vice presidents of those corporations. They'd all be fired. If it were up to me, I'd fire them all. And I would fire the mayor and all of the mayor's lieutenants, everyone, for carelessness, recklessness, and abandoning the responsibilities of the job. That's what I would do. There's a hospital in the United States right now with no water. No water. And so they can't flush the toilets. Now think about this. Think about all these stores, hospitals, all these places you've been to the restrooms, and they have those toilets that you flush with your foot because you certainly don't want to touch it with your hand. These high pressure systems. Now contrast that to the toilets that have a tank in the back and fill up with water slowly, and you flush the handle and the water comes out of the tank and swirls around and flushes the toilet. Well, if you have one of those kind of toilets with a tank, you can always get a bucket of water and put it in the tank and flush the toilet. If you have one of those high-pressure systems that they have at, you know, like Walmart, hospitals, Sam's Club, you know, public buildings, town hall, the city hall, you know, those places, if the water stops, they don't work. That's a big problem, right? It requires a high-pressure jet of water to flush those darn things. So the people who have approved those designs have painted themselves into a corner. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But that's what they've done. So fortunately, you don't have those in your home. But if you have a home that is fed by municipal water, you'll probably find out that you are at the mercy of the city water system. Now, in some places in Texas, they're saying boil the water. Boil the water because it's not safe to drink. It's not safe to drink because the system has failed. The electricity that controls the computers, that controls the solenoids, that controls the valves, that controls the water treatment chemicals, are not working so well. So the water treatment chemicals are not necessarily being added at the right amounts for a safe potable water system. So they're saying boil the water. Well, you all know that, right? Some people don't even have water. So what are they boiling? Snow. Now, I'm not saying it's a good idea, but I'd rather have boiled snow than nothing. I mentioned to our class that we don't throw things out here at the farm. And so we probably have 100 juice bottles, you know, 64-ounce juice bottles that would have cranberry juice or orange juice or whatever kind of juice, prune juice, whatever it might have been at the time. We save all those bottles. Now, if you think about it, let's say the juice cost $2 for 64 ounces. And let's say you were to take those same $2 and say, honey, let's buy a half a gallon container, you know, a reusable container. How much would that cost? Could you get one as good for $2 as the $2 bottle of juice with the juice? I don't think you can. I don't think you can buy a container that's as good, that's as durable, that would last as long as one of those juice bottles. So as the weather started getting colder here in Missouri, you know, 10 days ago, we had all these clean, washed out, with the caps on them, juice bottles. Labels are taken off, and they're filled up with water, just in case. Have we used them? No. But we didn't have to buy any water.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day. And our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, so antifreeze. In October, we looked at all of our equipment and we checked with a antifreeze tester. And you can buy one. I just looked it up and I just typed in antifreeze, one word, tester. So antifreeze, one word, tester, second word. And $2.99 at AutoZone. It's the same kind we have. And it works great. And you need to find out what the freezing temperature of that antifreeze is in your radiator. Well, we take ours down to minus 35. Now, Rich Sheban, his goes down to like minus 50 because it gets that cold in northwest Montana. So just a thought about antifreeze and $2.99 at AutoZone, and you get them at the Chinese factory outlet as well. And talk about battery chargers or batteries. Here's an interesting story. So, believe it or not, when in elementary school, when we looked at the map of the United States, no one really said, now look here at Arkansas, the bottom corner of Arkansas, the southwest corner, is the border of Texas. So I'm looking at a video of just a small corner of Arkansas that the northern part of Arkansas is as north as the northern part of Texas. Well, there's a corner of Arkansas, the southwestern corner, that borders Texas. And one side of this road is Texas. One side of the highway is Texas, two lanes going each way. The other side is Arkansas. Arkansas is plowed. You can see the road. The Texas side is a sheet of ice. Snow, ice. Why? That's a political thing, because the people in Arkansas were paying attention and the people in Texas weren't. By the way, great time to have an electric car. Great time. How do you plug it in? Kathy, welcome.
Hi, Vince. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, very well. What's up?
Well, I wanted to make a couple comments. You were talking about using the juice jugs to store water. And I do the same thing. I have a spot in my pole barn where I just store a lot of empty vinegar jugs. And actually, some of the half-gallon milk jugs that I have found, the plastic is thicker than a regular milk jug, and I save those also. But if there's going to be a storm, just when this whole thing started happening with us, we had quite a bit of snow. We have two bathtubs in our house, and the one that we don't use, I fill it up with water. And that way, if you need it for flushing the toilet or water to boil, I clean it first, and then I fill it up. But we also have, like, a utility sink. And I fill that up. I put a plug in there. But, you know, I have been without water earlier in my life, and you can do a lot if you just run around. If you know there's a thunderstorm or one of these kind of storms coming, even if you fill up like your stock pot and water pitchers in the house, then you can kind of make do with that. But that's just a couple ideas that I had, that if somebody, you know, says I just don't have the water jug. So that's what I do is if there's a thunderstorm or an ice storm coming, I fill up the bathtub, and if it looks like it's bad, I fill up both of them just so I have the water if I needed it.
Yeah, and how much does it cost to keep one of those 64-ounce clear plastic juice jugs? How much does it cost to keep one that you already bought? Nothing. Absolutely nothing. All you have to do is find a place to store it. And you can put, if you want to keep them nice and clean after you wash them out, you can keep the cap on loosely, and you can put them in a big trash bag, and that keeps the dust off them. And you can put them in the garage, put them in the basement, put them in the barn. You can hang them on a nail in the trash bag in the barn if you have it. And I'm using the barn, but not everybody has a barn. But what I'm trying to indicate is that a barn is not necessarily a non-dusty environment. It's a...
Right.
But people are throwing these away. They don't realize how valuable these containers are. Makes no sense to me.
Makes yeah. Sense. I really feel for those people in Texas. They're not used to the cold. And I saw pictures this morning of people standing in line with thin coats on and wait, just trying to get water. And, boy, what a mess.
Yeah, and if you want to know who's got electricity and who doesn't, and you know, when there's snow on the roof, you look at the houses with no snow on the roof or less snow, because the insulation has not been great and the heat has melted the snow on the roof. So if you're wondering who's freezing and who's not, the ones who have less snow on the roof are probably warmer than the ones who do have snow on the roof. Kathy, I appreciate the call. Thank you so much. And you're going to be with us next week, right?
Yes, I will. Next Thursday.
Yeah. Yeah. And thank you so much. I'm going to send you an email when we get off the air. Thanks so much for being with
us. Thanks,
Ben. Bye-bye. All right, class, that kicks it in the head for hour number one. And Rush Limbaugh has passed away. Great broadcaster. And what you're going to find is more and more broadcasters are going to have silent microphones because we're getting older. I'm almost 70.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.